bliss.
Welcome to Ignorance is Bliss. Thank you for listening. I'm Shaka the Free Man. Today is July 19th, 2019. Today I wanted to discuss a couple, one topic specifically. I want to discuss some of the reasons I believe a lot of black men don't have or not as successful as they could be in this society. It's a lot of things I think that are preventing us from basically living a better life in this country. And for the most part, it's not the powers that be, as some would believe it's all that they're in control of everything. I mean, they possibly could be in control of everything, but I look beyond that and try to see the things that we could do for ourselves to better things. So with that being said, this podcast will kind of be all over the place, and I don't intend for it to be all over the place, but I mean, it's a short podcast. I only have 30 minutes, but I just want to get some good information into it, and also maybe get some feedback if anybody wants to send me a message, comment anywhere that I or leave a message anywhere that the podcast is, any platform that the podcast is on. So I wanted to start out by saying that around the country, from my experience, that a lot of black men aren't organized in anything they do. I mean, I won't say nothing, because there are some things that black men are doing and they're real organized in. One of the things I don't want to just say the things that they're not organized in, because one of the main things that they're not organized with is that I've seen for myself is, you know what? From my experiences, I've seen I'll say like this. Here in Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area where I currently reside, there is no unity amongst black barbers. There is no unity amongst black barbers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't want to say... It's just the Dallas Fort Worth area is just the terminology. However, I've only worked in barbershops in Arlington and Fort Worth. So I do want to be specific about those things. However, in those locations, I haven't seen any unity or loyalty between barbers and the barber business in those two areas. And what I mean by that is that the black men basically are would rather have a crab in a barrel mentality, and I'll explain that a little later, that should, the understanding of that idea that I just stated should be understood as I continue throughout the podcast. And when I say a crab in a barrel mentality, I'll give an example. So if a barbershop decides to do $10 haircuts, okay, now whatever they do it for, or whatever style or whatever day they do it on, they do it, okay? Now the owner, this could be a decision of the owner, or it could be a collective decision. However, for the most part, there is no understanding in a $10 haircut as a barber working in a barber shop. Let me continue to say why I believe that it's the crab in the barrel mentality, because barbers, if the owner decides that, okay, we're going to do $10 haircuts, so I'm going to put this sign, $10 haircuts for Wednesdays and $15 for men on, you know, $10, $15 haircut on Wednesdays, whatever. Okay, so we do that. Now, what you have created is a vacuum within the barbershops around the area. So what you will have is people going all there for $10 haircuts or $10, $15 haircuts on that day. So what could possibly happen is that instead of paying $25 or $30, whichever is the agreed upon price amongst barbers, if there is one, which there is not, and that's the point that I'm trying to get to. If there's an agreed upon price for that, which there isn't, that $10 to $15 haircut is going to throw off the market for every other barbershop in the area. Because what you will have is clients seeking that type of haircut, whether it looks good or... And right now, it's easy to make a haircut look good for a little bit, for maybe a day or two. I mean, and after that, the person probably, you know, is probably not even worried about what the haircut looks for anymore. I mean, there's so many enhancements, dyes and stuff you can put on the haircut that make it look fantastic, you know, when you walk out of there. So a $10 haircut, you know, you may think you're getting something, but, you know, the guy used all kind of products and stuff to cover up a bunch of mistakes they made. However, at the same time, the barber isn't looking at it like that, obviously, because if they're still doing it for $10, they don't understand the amount of product being used in a haircut. I mean, also, again, you know, you have to think about what type of barber you're going to that'll actually cut your hair for $10. I mean, is he even using product? I mean, is he being sanitary? Is he cleaning his clippers? So you have to think about all those things I think about all of those things, I should say, when I think about how that particular type of advertising is destroying unity and loyalty amongst Black men. And it prevents, like I said, a crab in the barrel mentality, because if the guy who owns the barbershop has this idea like, oh, that's going to bring a lot of people to the shop and we'll get new clients, you know, they're not going to just come on Wednesdays and just for the haircut. You know, it's a great idea that you'll get a lot more clients. I mean, a lot more people, a lot more traffic in your barbershop, which is most likely true. However, the idea of them being customers for, you know, I mean, just to come on a normal day for like the $25 or whatever your normal standard price is, it's not necessarily you could think that it possibly could happen, but if the person comes on that day when it's a $10 or $15 haircut, I wouldn't expect them to come on a day for a $25 haircut. I would only expect or assume that they would come on those days, because he's basically set his bar or price for what he's going to pay for a haircut. Now, that's not saying that the person might not become a client, because there is potential, there is a possibility. But I say that whenever a person places value, I believe that when a person places monetary value on certain things, I just don't believe that that person is a person that's loyal to things when they place a monetary value on a particular service. I don't view that person as a person that's loyal because of the service that you provide. I believe that that person is only loyal because of the inexpensiveness of the service that you provide. And I believe that if that person can find someone else that does that service at a cheaper rate, or does it better for you at that same, does it better for him or her at that particular price, you'll lose that person. So, by saying all of that, I believe that that is one of the issues, one of the things that black men struggle with, being loyal to and uniting, and being united on. However, there are, now I'm not sure, but I haven't been into this. I haven't looked too far into this business and I'm not a member of it, but I have seen a lot of the barber, the hair community come together for things like, the Bronner Brothers convention and stuff like that. However, I don't know how the depth of those relationships. So, and they're on a different scale. So it's kind of apples and oranges. However, when it comes to, as I stated with the black barbers, I'm going to give an example after I share this story. One of the things that I've looked at was the, that I looked at and I mentioned in my previous podcast was the state of the black comedians on social media. And what I'm seeing is that the comedians are linking up, they are uniting, and they're organizing themselves. So I think that comedy can be a cure for a lot of things. And the comedians are kind of the word I want to say, the comedians have our ear right now, basically, with the social media. They're doing a good job of keeping the people's spirits up, you know, as they, you know, travel throughout this time. So I believe that the comedians have a duty to perform. And I don't even, you know what, let's not even, I'll save that for another podcast. However, we need to look at the method or the model that the comedians are using. And not only, I mean, not just every aspect of what they're doing, but we can also use the model of like the grocery stores. This is the example that I wanted to make. The grocery stores, for example, will organize over prices. They will organize and unite themselves over prices. So let's take a gallon of milk, for example. So a gallon of milk could be, let's say, they say the standard price for a gallon of milk would be $3.50. Okay, let's just say that. Okay, so the standard will be $3.50. That's the baseline cost for a gallon of milk. No one can sell under $3.50. So also what they would also put is that no one would sell higher than $4.99. Okay, so what we have here is now there's a gap basically between the baseline cost for milk and there's a top off price, okay? A top off cost. There's nothing higher than $5, $4.99. So in this industry, this leaves room for competition. This leaves room for competition. So because it's business, I mean, business is naturally competitious. So because, I mean, other people are going to have the same product as you. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not all about what the product costs. It could be, you know, the cleanliness of your store, the service that you provide, you know, your customer service. You could be very friendly. The people could want to see, could want to shop there because of anything. I mean, close to the community. Many different reasons why a person would prefer your service over another. And it doesn't have to be the monetary, be monetary issue or monetary why they don't want to come to you or take your services. So with that being said, here in this area, I've seen a number of places where it said haircuts $10, and even $10 haircuts. So what basically the point that I would like to make amongst is that with Black men are inside the barber industry, we have to create a baseline price for haircuts. This is 2019. And, you know, I'm not sure where, you know, what, and this is all goes back to, you know, the state of the Black man as well, because, you know, living in this country, the cost of living continues to go up. The cost of living will never not go up. It will never not go up. The cost of living will never go down, not ever. So with that being said, you must understand that the price of everything is going to continue to rise. It's not 1 year go by that something that the price of things don't go up. Nothing is consistent in this world. I mean, everything's changed. That's what this is. That's life. So if 1997, I was paying $15 for a haircut, and this is 2019, which is 22 years later. How is it that grown men have a problem with paying $25 or even $30 for a haircut? So what we've run into is that Black men have not come to the realization of the idea of cost of living and not necessarily cost of living, but how inflation works, the idea of inflation. So, and I say that because if we had an idea of if Black men were united, we would understand that we would have some type of idea of inflation, which we do not, because we constantly have examples of being disenfranchised by stores or whatever. Basically, we're being disenfranchised because people don't. We're not united. We don't have our own things to shop at, or we overlook them. So I believe this is one of our main issues, is we're not united, and it prevents us from understanding a lot of the things that you have to be united in order to understand. This is a little bit off topic. Well, let me stay on topic, because maybe I'll mention that a little later. But inflation and Black men have not responded well to inflation. Sometimes inflation, I mean, with us not being organized or united around particular ideas, so that we could us not being united creates the space for black men to have to work multiple jobs to maintain a household. So, us not being united creates the space for black men to have to work multiple jobs to maintain a household. Now, when a black man has to work multiple jobs, all kinds of things happen. I mean, you're not spending time with the family as much. You know, you're not being able to discipline your children as much. These are all problems that come with not being united on, because I mean, it's a snowball effect. Everything is interconnected. I mean, it's just like public relations. I have a bachelor's degree in public relations. Well, what used to be called public relations, they changed the term from public relations to interpersonal and public communication. Interpersonal, basically, because they what they are starting to realize that being able to relate to someone is an interpersonal thing. Like you have to be able to understand a person in order to be able to relate to them. So. So being able to understand someone, being able to relate to someone, you have to be able to understand them. So, and that has part of, you know, semantics, basically having the same understanding or having the same definition of a particular idea. And that's where the unity comes in at, being united on a particular front. I hope everyone can see how I brought that all the way back around. So being able to relate to someone comes from being able to understand someone. Being able to understand comes from the ability to have the same definition. So you, someone having the same semantics, having the same understanding, the same definition on a particular idea would create unity. And basically, these are how families are created. And This is our main problem as black men. We cannot define anything for ourselves and agree upon it. Everyone has to have their own definition. It doesn't matter if it's a difference in one damn word, a and is. Someone's got to feel like they're different, and it's one of our main issues. And it's an egotistical issue. A lot of black men haven't come to grips with their ego. It's something we have to do. And it comes from talking with other black men, talking with other people. A lot of guys like to hold whatever they have in and not talk to somebody, thinking that the way they're doing it is always correct or right, wrong, however. And there's always another way to do things. So it's best to get as many opinions of a situation as you can before you decide to make your decision. And it should be common sense. I mean, when you get money from the bank and it's a large amount, they put it in the money machine, because not only do they want to check, they're counting it by hand, but they want to check it by the money machine, and then they also have a manager come over and check to make sure that the count is correct. So you have there's three forms of check there, and then your check, that's four forms. So they're being checked by four different, if the bank is doing four different checks on to make sure something is correct. How many times are we doing it? I mean, as black men, are we doing it, period? So what's basically, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, not being united. I mean, maybe it would take someone in the barber community to communicate with everyone so that this can be a problem that they can that we can work on solving, because it's clearly is holding black barbers back in a time when other black independent businesses are booming. I mean, and one in specific that I specifically is the entertainment business. They're booming. I mean, rappers and the comedians are booming. I've even and even if you want to stay in the same and compare apples to apples, the Hispanic there was a Hispanic guy that I worked with who was who I'm talking about boomed. I mean, this guy rarely was open. I mean, guys were running in and out to get a haircut from this guy, while black barbers are still like people aren't coming in. I mean, getting a haircut, I must say, isn't what it used to be. I'll just say that. It just isn't what it used to be. Barbershops aren't what they used to be. I mean, business isn't what they used to be. I mean, everything is going to change, obviously. But within that change, sometimes you want to maintain some of what you had before. You know, you don't always just turn the page completely. Sometimes you keep some type of holdovers or something from the previous administration or the previous whatever that you thought was a good idea, or you thought would work well going forward. And for black barbers, we don't have any of those principles laid down. We don't have, I mean, it's nothing. One of my brothers out in Baltimore who cuts hair, I remember listening to him on social media saying, you know, how as barbers, like, they need to like big up each other's and be positive, because I'm not sure exactly what the issue was, but he was just saying how, you know, we need to promote each other and be positive and stuff like that. And I really thought about that when he was saying that. He also mentioned other things, how that I also mentioned earlier in the podcast about how, you know, you could deceive a client by using different enhancements. So he also was challenging barbers to not use as much enhancements, or not to, you know, basically. And basically the point he was trying to make was that he felt like they were cheating, and not necessarily cheating the game, but cheating the client. And this goes back to the $10 haircut or what you want to charge for a haircut. However, basically, because you feel like I can do the service faster. However, by providing a faster service, are you giving a quality work though? And that's the point that he was making. So, with that being said, I want to put it out there that, you know, we have to become united. We have to understand semantics, definitions. We have to define things for ourselves amongst a community. That's how a community or a family becomes. We lay out principles. They're agreed upon. If someone wants to change them, if we need to make changes, no problem. Long as they're agreed upon by everyone, and everyone can has a mutual understanding that these principles benefit everyone, we have something. We can create a community. We can create a family of united barbers on whatever principles that we had laid out. So, black men, black barbers, we have to become more united. We have to become united. Take a look at other models that have been put out by other groups of people on how they decided to unite themselves so that we could become a better group of brothers and better businessmen for our clients. Black men, it's up to us to do what we have to do. So I want to ask that you share, like, and follow my podcast. Donate if you can. Also, do what you have to do so that we can help get ourselves organized, united, so that we could live a better life here on this earth with everything that's going on. I'm Shaka the Free Man. Thank you for tuning in to Ignorance is Bliss.